Now is the time to commit to my will. Now is the time to commit to my plan. I've said this before and I'll say this again. It's not time to be distracted to things that will not avail. For the enemy has brought multiple paths to try to get my chosen ones off of the path that I've put them on. So set your time and your affection and your energy into knowing me and knowing my will and giving your life over to obedience in me. For now is not the time for games. Now is the time to commit to all the instructions of truth that you've received, not only collectively but individually. All the directions that I've worked in your life that has been my plan and my purpose. My precious, precious path will work in your life. But you must yield to it. You must give in to it. You must be obedient to it. The direction that I set for the purpose for you to take steps and walk in it. But if you do not take the steps and walk in the direction that I set for your life, my will not come to pass in your life. So give yourself to me. Give yourself to that which has been worked through the time that you've given to me and yield to my instructions. And in obedience, you will see the fruitfulness that will abound and increase. So give yourself to me and to my will that's been worked in your life. For many are saying, but Lord, Lord, we know not. And they claim ignorance, but they can't claim ignorance because they know in their heart of hearts what's been worked that I've shown them. So don't claim that you do not know when you do know, but yield to that which I've worked inside of you. For much grace and strength is here. So yield to my promptings. Yield to giving yourself to know me. The heart cry that says, Abba, Father, I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to know you. Give all that you are to me because I've already given all that I am to you. So yield to my tuggings. Yield to my promptings. Yield to my instructions. For I will love on you and be with my grace, the grace that would command all lasciviousness to leave your life. The grace that would align every path to be straight, that there would be no way that's dislocated, but your feeble knees would be strengthened and you would walk the path of life that I've set before you. So yield. Fellowship with me. Find that intimate time with me where it's just me and you and let me pour into you. The foundation of all that I am. Let me love on you in a way that you know not of yet. Let me fill you with my desires, for my desires are the most satisfying thing that you will know. Yield to that time that I beckon and tug at your heart to come away with me and set aside busyness. Set aside the good things that take your time that steal your time for me because it's stealing the abundant life that I've given you. And the enemy will do everything he can to make you think that it's what you want, but it's not, so set aside distraction. Come away with me. Come away with me, my beloved, my fair one. For my heart towards you is victory and success. Do not be afraid to trust me in the decisions that I've asked you to make. Do not be afraid to let go of things that I've asked you to let go of because I'm not holding on to them, so why would you? Because they're only costing you time, they're costing you life. Let go when I say let go. Yield when I say yield and go when I say go. Come away with me. For many have sacrificed their personal time with me and it has cost them much. And I'm telling you to find it again. Find it again. Do not let the flame of intimacy die in your heart. It says, I want to know you. Come away with me. Yield to me. For much fruit will abound and increase and remain. And more fruit will abound. More fruit will increase and more fruit will remain. For the will that I've set in your life is my will. And I'm asking you to yield to it.